Ether chapter 14. In the first two verses, we learn that a curse came upon the land, that no one could hold on to any of their possessions. Now, this is like when it said that the things became slippery for the Nephites. So this is a sign when destruction, it becomes a sign that we know that destruction is awaits a people, and that is when looting and theft become the way of life, and that every man just feels that it's that whatever he can take or whatever he can get is within the reason of that society. Well, then it says in verses 3-7 that war continues, and Coriantumr loses a major battle due to the drunkenness. Notice that they like to drink a lot, and they use that for their courage and everything. But anyway, they are caught drunk, and which causes him to lose the kingdom. So for 2 years, he lives in the wilderness. But many people join him because they don't like the opposing order that took over for Coriantumr, because that opposing order was based on secret combinations. And again, due to these secret combinations, though, they're able to get many people to join them. And how, again? By flattering words and by claiming to protect and all these things. But then to understand also this secret combination, it mentions in verse 9 of a high priest that then committed a murder. And the point is that the secret combinations are the ones who claim to be of the after the order of God. And they use that in order to ensnare people also to come unto them and to follow them. Well, it says then in verse 10 that Coriantumr gives battle to the new order but loses. And from then on, his army begins to be chased by their armies. But as he goes, he lets the people join him, and he takes them with him, while the new order's army kills everyone as they go. So based on this, finally everyone sees that they're sweeping throughout the land and everyone's going to be killed, so they all join either one side or the other side until there is just the two clear sides. So it said that the war went on so bad throughout the land that in verse 23 it said that the whole earth or the whole land stunk of the dead. And it said this included men, women, and children. Well, then it says in verses 29 through 31 or 25 to 31 that a three-day battle wipes out so many men, women, and children that even the New Order's army is in such disarray that they have to stop to regroup, so they stop pursuing Coriantumr's army. Well, the point is that we begin to see that these people are so savage that even their men, women, even their women and their children are taking up swords in these battles.